Now to close up. With the heightened risk of fire and flood, dairy farmers are being encouraged to review their emergency plans and preparations. I spoke with Dairy Australia's issues manager, Dr. Julie Iommi. The start of 2016 has already seen damaging floods and bushfires across the country. The blaze in Western Australia prevented milk tankers from reaching some properties at the end of last week, forcing many farmers to dump thousands of litres of milk. It's a timely reminder for dairy farmers across the country to be prepared for these changing weather events this year.
Absolutely. And always at the beginning of summer, we try and encourage dairy farmers just to dust off their emergency plans and refresh them, given, you know, it's a year on. Has anything changed? Do they just need to perhaps rehearse their plan or make a few modifications?
We know one of the biggest concerns is power outages caused by storms or fires. Julie, how can this impact operations?
Really, milking is the most critical part of a dairy farmer's day. So, again, most farmers would have a plan in place to be able to milk if power goes out. But often, you know, it could have been 10 years since the last significant flood or fire. So we encourage farmers to just, you know, pick a day and ensure that everybody on the farm knows how the emergency, either the generator or the tractor PCO shaft, how they can actually ensure that they can milk effectively if the power goes out.
I guess also important, Julie, that the backup equipment is tested on a regular or at least annual basis.
That's exactly right. I mean, the last thing you want is for the backup not to be there when you really need it. So just taking a bit of time to maintain the equipment is really, really important, as is rehearsing. Because, you know, when a crisis kicks in, a bit of adrenaline starts to surge through everybody's bloodstream. So you need everyone to be comfortable and confident so that everything runs smoothly. And certainly for the dairy cows, they like routine. So the minimum drama, the minimum disruption, the better, really.
The ultimate goal is to reduce the disruption to businesses as much as possible, but we do know that in some cases a fire or flood will completely destroy a home, so important that we have our insurance and key documents up to date as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think every time you take the time to just review the plan, it's thinking about people and, you know, how will you contact staff. It's thinking about the livestock and thinking about your key assets. And, you know, it is sad, the devastating effects of these events. You know, every event seems to be worse, really. Australia has experienced some really devastating natural disasters over the last few years. And we want farmers to get back and minimise the disruption and speed the recovery. And certainly from an insurance perspective and from a government compensation and government support perspective, if you've got photographs of your key equipment, if you've got all your documents up to date, if you really understand your insurance policy, that is time very well spent, well before you're actually impacted by a disaster.
Julie Iommi there from Dairy Australia.